So question from Vivek Chinoy Prabhu. When there is difficulty in life, why do I tend to drift away from Krishna? How can I avoid this? Actually, it is not necessary that when there are difficulties, we drift away from Krishna. It is rather when we feel that Krishna or Krishna Bhakti is not solving my problems and therefore I need something else to solve my problems. Therefore, we go away from Krishna. So basically, we could say that our problems can be of 3 degrees. One is problems which we feel we can manage while practicing bhakti. Some problems which we feel, so that is a basic level. Okay, there is some work, extra little more work pressure is there or something is there. These are problems which we can manage while practicing bhakti. Second are problems which we feel, oh, they're so big that I have to focus on dealing with them. And therefore, I can't do other things. Therefore, I'll push my bhakti to the background. And so these are bigger problems. And then there are the biggest problems. And we realize, I just can't do anything. Only Krishna can help me in such a situation. And at that time, we just wholeheartedly pray to Krishna. So, we surrender to Krishna. So this, where we feel the problem is manageable, the problem requires a lot of effort to manage, and the problem is entirely unmanageable. Now, in all these situations, it's not that a particular problem will take us towards Krishna or will take us away from Krishna. It is a matter of choice for us, what we do, whether we move towards Krishna or away from Him. All the time, our free will is always there with us. So, if we just stay purposeful, if we stay conscious that we are actually meant to be cooperators, we are not meant to be controllers. So our success is not necessarily in terms of having a problem-free life or in terms of being able to effortlessly solve all problems. Our success is actually in terms of being able to move steadily towards Krishna through whatever situation we are facing in our life. By His guidance, Adami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite. He will give us the intelligence to make wise choices and move further in our life. So that means that if we are thinking simply in terms of can I solve this problem, I can't solve this problem, then we are very I-centered. But if you understand that actually I am not alone, Krishna is with me, and with Krishna's mercy, I can deal with whatever situation comes in my life. 11.33 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tasmat muttishya yasho labhasva jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samruddham mayai vaite nihatah purvameva nimitta matram bhavasaugya sachi. Therefore, Arjuna, arise. Tasmat muttishya yasho labhasva. Arjuna, rise and you will attain victory. Do not worry. You will attain victory. Just march ahead. Jitva shatrun bhungshva rajyam samruddham. Conquer over your enemy and attain victory. Jitva shatru. Mayai vaite nihata purvameva. By my arrangement, in the past itself, your enemy has been destroyed. Nimitta matram bhava saugya sachi. Therefore, O Arjuna, you are ambidextrous. Saugya sachi. That means you are very expert, but you will be able to attain victory by my arrangement. So basically, overall, if there's our philosophical understanding, we internalize this point that we are cooperators, we are not controllers. Then we understand that if I'm a cooperator, then I need to cooperate with Krishna. Even the problem which seems to be very easily manageable for me, sometimes that can escalate and become a big problem. Sometimes the problem which seems utterly unmanageable, Krishna can shrink it down and make it a relatively easy problem to deal with. So we recognize that actually we alone can't do anything, and with Krishna there is nothing that we can't do. So we see our endeavors in life as a partnership with Krishna, and thus we get the impetus to stay close to Him through thick and thin. And thus we move onwards. Thank you.